Before we have the Holy Communion, let us go to the Word of God.
在我们领受圣餐之前，我们先要来看神的话。
Over the last few days of a spiritual convocation,
在过去的几天当中，我们有灵恩布道会。
We have heard a lot from the Old Testament, the Torah.
我们在旧约当中，妥拉里面学到了很多的道理。
We see that everything that is prophesied there or prefigured there is fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道在妥拉里面的预言，对主耶稣的预表，这些都已经在主耶稣身上来实现了。
And we ought to respond with faith.
那我们对这些这些道理，我们要用信心来领受它。
Because faith connects us with the work that Christ has done for us.
因为我们借着信心，能够在让我们与主耶稣为我们所做的连接上。
On Tuesday evening, for those of you who were here, you remember that I shared with you from Hebrews chapter 10 to 12.
那在礼拜二晚上我们有来参加聚会的我们都能够记得那天晚上我与各位分享希伯来书第十章到第十二章的道理
The faith that saves
就是能够让我们借着信心来得救让人得救的信心
Hebrews chapter 10 the last verse says We are not those who go backwards into perdition
在希伯来书第十章最后一节那边提到我们不是那些我们不是退后沉沦的那等人。
But we are those who progress in our faith to the saving of the soul.
我们乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
Because Hebrews chapter 10 itself tells us that Jesus Christ has already sprinkled his blood upon our hearts.
因为希伯来书第十章告诉我们主基督耶稣把他的血洒在了我们的心头上。
A verse that we have read over and over again over the last few days.
在过去的几天当中，我们也一直重复的来读这段经节。
Jesus has done his part.
主耶稣的部分已经完成了。
We must do our part.
现在我们要做我们应该做的部分。
To hold on to this reality and to progress in our faith.
就是要抓住这个实际的真理，然后。信心能够进步。
Chapter 11 gives us very good examples of the Old Testament people who by faith move on and move on and move on.
那在希伯来书里面第十一章也给我们讲了很多美好古圣徒的例子，在他们信心里面有逐渐的进步。
And then chapter 12,
希伯来书的第十二章
the ultimate example is the example of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那最终极的例子呢，就是主耶稣他自己的例子。
Which Brother Ethan showed us this morning during morning prayer.
那在今天早上，Ethan弟兄也跟我们分享了。
Jesus despised the shame and the pain of the cross.
虽然主耶稣，
他轻。
主耶稣看清了十字架的羞辱和苦难
because he saw the glory that lies beyond.
因为他看到了前面的荣耀
Then in chapter 13,
在第十三章
he tells us that we have to follow Jesus and to share in his suffering.
这个希伯来书的作者鼓励我们要跟随主耶稣要跟主耶稣的苦难有份
SinceThe Lord's blood has been shed in our blood, in our hearts.
因为主耶稣的血已经洒在了我们的心上。
Hebrews chapter 13 tells us to go back to the point where the blood was shed.
所以希伯来书的第十三章告诉我们，我们要回到主耶稣为我们流宝血的那一刻。
那个地方。Let's read Hebrews 13.
我们请看希伯来书的第十三章第十二节
Therefore Jesus also that he might sanctify the people with his own blood suffered outside the gate verse 13
十三节
Therefore let us go forth to him outside the camp bearing his reproach We are to follow Jesus outside the camp to the place where he shed his blood.
我们要跟着主耶稣一直跟到营外，到他忍受所凌辱的地方。
Jesus suffered outside the gates of Jerusalem.
主耶稣在耶路撒冷的城门外受了这个苦难。
We have to follow him outside the gate of Jerusalem.
我们就要跟着主耶稣一直走到耶路撒冷的城门外，跟他受苦。
To where the cross stands on Mount Golgotha.
就是在各个他山、山丘上所站立的十字架。
Let's read verse 11 and 12.
我们看第十一节和第十二节。
For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned outside the camp. Therefore Jesus also, he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. So here it says, Jesus is that sin offering whose blood was brought into the Holy of Holies, but the body has to be brought outside the camp to be burned.
那这边说到主耶稣就是那赎罪祭，那这个、身体呢，血呢是要被带到至圣所里面，那身体却是要在营外被烧毁的。
That's why Jesus died outside the camp.
所以主耶稣在营外受死。
That's why verse 10 says.
所以在第十节这边说到。
Now we have an altar.
我们有一个祭坛。
This altar from which those who serve in the tabernacle have no right to eat.
上面的祭物是那些在帐幕中供职的人不可同吃的。
This altar is the cross.
这个祭坛指的就是十字架。
Jesus died outside the camp.
主耶稣在营外受难。
He is that sin offering whose body the priest during those times had no right to eat.
他就是那赎罪祭的祭物，那时候的祭司们不可以领受这个牲畜的。
To be burned outside the camp.
他们不能领受这个肉，他是要在营外被烧毁的。
But verse 10 says we have an altar, that means it belongs to us.
但是第十节这边说到，我们有一个祭坛，那就是说这个祭坛是给我们的。
We have a right to share on this altar.
我们能够在这个祭坛上来分享。
Because we follow him outside the camp.
因为我们已经跟随他到了营外。
We bear his reproach.
我们已经与他一同担当这些羞辱。
Just like Moses.
就好像摩西一样。
Moses esteemed the reproach of Christ as greater riches than the treasures of Egypt.
摩西看着比基督受苦，比埃及的荣耀还要重。
Are we willing to bear the reproach of Christ?
我们是否愿意也是承担这个基督为基督受辱呢？
It is quite an honorable thing to be a Christian.
今天我们成为一个基督徒，我们都觉得是一件很光荣的事情。
But in certain countries.During certain times, being a Christian is a shameful thing.
但是在世界的某一个地方，有些时候成为基督徒是一件人家瞧不起、是羞辱的事情。
And a time will come when people will mock us Christians as being stupid and unscientific.
有一天，人们会嘲笑我们，认为成为基督徒是愚昧的，是不啊、不了解科学的。
Or when people persecute us.
或者他们要来逼迫我们。
Are we still willing to say we are Christian?
这个时候我们是否还愿意说我是一位基督徒？
Brothers and sisters, before we partake the Holy Communion, let us remind ourselves of our baptism.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊，我们在领用圣餐之前，我们先来回想我们自己所领受的洗礼。
Because Jesus says Holy Communion is a renewal of covenant.
因为主耶稣告诉我们，圣餐就是、立的一个新约，
再坚定我们的新约，
再坚定我们的新约。
The covenants we make with God during our baptism，
就是我们在洗礼的时候与神所立的那个约。
When we bow our heads into the water，
当我们低下手，全身入进到水里面去。
We willingly enter into a covenant，
我们那个时候就进入了与主的一个约定。
We are willing to die with Him，
我们就是、愿意与他同死。
Don't be like Peter，
不要像彼得一样。
Peter said, I'm willing to go to jail with you, I'm willing to suffer with you, I'm willing even to die with you.
彼得说，我愿意与你被关，我愿意甚至与你同死。
But after that, he denied Jesus three times.
但是在那个之后，他三次否认了主耶稣。
When we were baptized,
当我们受洗的时候
，we say the same thing.
我们也是像彼得一样说一样的事情。
With our action.
就是用我们的动作来表明
we say we die with Christ.
我们说我们要与主耶稣同死
we are buried with Christ.
我们与主同埋葬
we are raised with Christ.
我们与主同复活
and therefore we renounce the things of the world and we look at heavenly things.
所以现在我们要放弃地上所有的事情我们要眼目专注天上的事情
So that is our baptismal vow. That is our baptismal covenant.
这是我们在洗礼的时候与神所立的一个约定
So we must bear the reproach of Christ.
所以我们要担当为耶稣所受的这个羞辱
Whatever it takes for us to remain a Christian, we have to do it.
今天不论啊、我们成为一个基督徒为了要保持基督徒的这个身份受了多么大的苦难我们都要承担它
So Christian live a simple life
基督徒其实过着一个非常简单的生活
There is only one goal in his life
一个基督徒他在他的一生当中只有一个期望
There is to please God in all that he does
就是在他所做所为的事上 都得到神的喜悦
Like we learn from the Feast of the Tabernacles.
就好像我们学到了祝棚节的这个节期一样。
We are just waiting for the glorious body.
我们就是在等待，等待那荣耀的身体。
That is why over here, it says we have no permanent home.
这边说到我们没有一个永远的居所。
Verse 14 says.
就在十四节这边说到。
We have no continuing city, but we seek.The one to come.
我们在这里本没有长存的城，乃是寻求那将来的城。
We only have one hope.
我们只有一个盼望。
We live only for one purpose.
我们今天活着就是为了这个目的。
To please the Lord and to inherit the heavenly city.
就是要讨我们主的喜悦，然后啊承受这个永远的国度。
Look at Simeon, the old man who lived in the temple.
我们来回想住在圣殿的这位老人西缅
He only had one purpose.
他活着就是为了一个目的
He lived only to see the baby Jesus.
他活着就是为了要看那婴孩主耶稣
When he saw the baby Jesus.
当他亲眼看到了主耶稣
He carried him in his arms.
他把这个婴孩抱在怀中
Lord, let your servant now depart in peace.
他说主啊现在你的仆人能够安然去世了
Because my eyes have seen your salvation.
因为我亲眼看到了你的救恩
Today, brothers and sisters, we are more blessed than Simeon.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹们我们是比西缅更加幸福的人
Our eyes have seen the salvation of God.
我们亲眼看到主耶稣救恩的成全
Our tongues have tasted the salvation of God.
我们的嘴巴尝到了主耶稣救恩的味道
Later on when we put the unleavened bread and the grape juice into our mouth.
等一下当我们领用这无效饼葡萄汁的时候
Let us remind ourselves that we have tasted heavenly grace.
我们要提醒自己我们是领用尝了属灵天上的恩典
So the remaining days of our life.
所以在我们剩下的日子当中
We must seek the things that are on the earth.
我们不要再追求世上的事情
We must lead a life of praise and thanksgiving.
我们一定要过着一个感恩感谢侍奉的生活
Verse 15 says,
第十五节这边告诉我们
Let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God That is the fruit of our lips Giving thanks to his name
我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭感献给神这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子
We don't have to offer up any physical sacrifice anymore
我们不要再献上物质的东西给神。
The altar of the cross is the ultimate sacrifice.
Okay. 在祭坛上献上的这个十字架已经是最大的一个赎罪的献了。
十字架这个祭坛上面的。
十字架祭坛上面所献的已经是最终的奉献了。
Today we need to only offer our sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving.
今天我们所要献上，所要献上的就是我们的祷告，我们的感谢颂赞。
Very simple Christian life.
一个基督徒的生活实在是简单。
Next.
再来。
Verse 16 says, Let us not forget to do good and to share.For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased.
十六节这边告诉我们，只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
So we sacrifice praise and thanksgiving to God.
所以我们献上了我们的感谢给与神。
As a sacrifice.
就是把它当做一个献祭，把它献给神。
But when we do good to fellow men.
但是我们行善在我们周围的人身上的时候
share our possessions.
我们跟他们分享我们所拥有的
we share with them our joys.
我们跟他们分享我们所得到的喜乐
to God, it is also a sacrifice unto God.
对神来说这样子的祭他也是喜悦的
and this is something that the Holy Communion teaches us as well.
这是我们在圣餐礼当中能够学习到的道理
Because in English, it is called a communion.
在英文里面，这就是一个团契
，communion with God，
与神的团契
，and communion with man，
与和与人的团契。
Nobody celebrates or observes the Holy Communion by himself and eats the whole bread。
没有一个人能够自己一个人来过来举办圣餐礼，让自己一个人把整块饼都吃下去。
It's always a communion with others。
这都是一个。要与人的一个团契
This is sharing in the body and blood of the Lord Jesus.
就是与人一起分享，共同领受主宝贵的身体。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians.
我们请看哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians 10 verse 18.
哥林多前书第十章第十八节。
Observe Israel after the flesh. Are not those who eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? Certain sacrifices could be eaten by the priests.
有一些祭物是祭司他们可以吃的。
The sin offering that is offered not on the day of atonement.
赎罪祭并不是在赎。
There is a sin offering on the day of atonement, but the one that is not offered on the day of atonement, that one we can eat.
在赎罪日，他们献上了一个赎罪祭。那如果赎罪祭不是在赎罪日上面所献的那一个赎罪祭的祭物，我们就可以吃。
Yes, and the priest can share in that.That sacrifice.
那个赎罪祭不是在赎罪日上面的赎罪祭，祭司们也可以吃。
So they partake together on the altar.
所以他们就一起在祭坛上能够分享。
Today when we gather together around the Lord's table.
今天我们来到了主餐的桌子前。
We are also partaking of the sacrifice.
我们也是来共同领受这个祭物。
This is a sharing.
这是一个分享的过程。
Then we need to tell ourselves.
这个时候我们要告诉自己。
That if we were to be at the Lord's table.
如果我们今天在主的桌子。
We must not share in the things of the Lord and then share in the things of the devil.
我们不要分享主的圣餐又分享魔鬼的东西。
This is what...Verse 20 and 21 tells us.
这是在第二十节和第二十一节所告诉我们的。
So brothers and sisters, we are all a group of holy people sharing in a holy feast.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们都是一群圣洁的人，要分享圣洁的东西。
And in this holy environment,
在这个圣洁的地方
，we can really find joy and peace in the Holy Spirit.
我们能够在圣灵里面找到喜乐。
Look at verse 16 and 17.
我们看第十六节和第十七节。
The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not communion in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not communion in the body of Christ? The word used is communion.
这边讲到同领 基督的血和基督的身体。
We partake together.
我们是一同的领受。
And that is why verse 17 says.
所以在第十七节这边说到。
Although we are many, we are one bread.
我们虽多，仍是一个饼。
Although we are many, we only partake of one cup.
我们虽然人很多，但是就是一个杯。
Because we belong to one body.
因为我们都是同属这一个身体的。
Brothers and sisters, we share in all things.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊，我们分享万物。
That is why, Hebrews 13 verse 16 says we share in all things we share.
所以在希伯来书第十三章十六节这边说到，我们要来分享。
We read it earlier.
我们刚刚所读到的。
We share.
我们分享。
We share our material blessings with others.
我们啊，互相分享我们世上所得的。
We also share our woes.
我们也分享我们所遇到的苦难。
Yeah. The Bible says.
圣经告诉我们。
We rejoice with those who rejoice.
我们要与喜乐的人一同欢乐。
And we weep with those who weep.
与哀伤的人一同哭泣。
That is the reason why we only use one bread and one cup.
这是为什么我们只用一个饼。一个杯。
Other Christians, when they observe our Holy Communion,
当其他的啊、其他的基督徒，当他们在守圣餐的时候
，especially when we have a congregation of 500 and above,
尤其是当有一个啊、会众超过五百人
，you say, you true Jesus Church, why are you so silly? Why don't you use wafers or why don't you have the cup all the juice all distributed in the cups first. Why do you waste everybody's time and wait for so long?
他们可能会说，哎呀，真耶稣教会啊，你们怎么这么愚昧的形式？你们干嘛不节省时间呢？你们就是一开始就把那个葡萄汁先倒到杯子，很多的杯子里面，或者是把这个做 wafer 是什么？
那个饼做小小的，
做小小的很多饼。
Isn't that saving time and effort?
这样子能够省时大家的时间呢、啊、
But they forget.
但是他们忘记了。
That Holy Communion is a time for us to meditate.
圣餐礼是一个让我们要思考的时间。
It is not something that we want to get it done quickly.
不是说赶快把它做完就好了。
The longer it is, the more time you have.You can meditate on God's grace.
圣餐礼越久，我们就有越多的时间来思想神的慈爱。
Think of how the body of the Lord Jesus was broken for us.
来思想主耶稣是如何的为我们啊、受死。
Think of why so many of us we come from different background, but we are supposed to belong to one body.
来思想我们这么多的人从不一样的环境来到这边聚集在一处是同属一个身体
There is a saying
有一句话是这么说
That if you were to share your joy will be double
如果你与人分享你的喜乐那这个喜乐就会加倍
Yeah, why do you invite your friends to your house when you have something happy to celebrate?
为什么在你快乐的时候有什么东西要庆祝你想要邀请你的朋友呢
first month,
当你的、小孩刚满月了
or your birthday,
或者是您的生日
You won't close the door and then you celebrate yourself
你不会关在门后自己一个人在那边偷偷高兴
I have a 1 month old baby, praise the Lord and then you just for 1 hour you celebrate with yourself or you sing happy birthday song to yourself
你不会自己给自己唱生日快乐歌你也不会自己一个人来为孩子做满月
So you double your joy when you share with others
当你把你的喜乐跟人分享的时候这份喜乐会加倍
On the other hand
那另外一个方面
Our sorrows will be lessened, will be halved if we share it.
如果我们跟人分享我们的忧愁困苦，那这样子我们的忧愁会减半。
So brothers and sisters, when other people have a happy thing,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，当我们看到有人他们很高兴
，when other people are faced with a happy thing,
当他们遇到了高兴的事情。
You rejoice with them.
我们要跟他们一同快乐。
Don't be jealous about them.
不要啊、嫉妒他们。
You share their joy.
你要跟他们一同快乐。
And when other people are suffering,
那当我们看到有人落在苦难当中
share their sorrows,
我们要跟他一起分享这份苦难
be around with them,
就是在他们的身边
make them feel comforted,
让他们的心感觉到、受到安慰
show that you care,
让他们感觉到你在关心他
What is this cup?
这个杯是什么呢
It's called a cup of blessing.
我们说这个杯是祝福的杯
It's also the cup of thanksgiving.
这是一个感恩感谢的杯
It means that when we have something good we share 有福同享
就是说我们要有福同享
What is the bread?
这个饼是什么呢
Why is it unleavened?
为什么它是无效的饼
The Bible calls it the bread of affliction
圣经告说这个就是苦难的饼
Let us turn to Deuteronomy
我们请看生命记
Chapter 16
生命记第十六章
Verse 3
生命记十六章我们请看第三节
You shall eat no leavened bread with it 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread with it That is the bread of affliction For you came out of the land of Egypt in haste That you may remember the day which you came out of the land of Egypt All the days of your life Unleavened bread is the bread of affliction.
这边说到无效饼就是困苦饼
Because it is not so tasty, it is not so fluffy, it's hard and tough.
因为它没有说很好吃，松松软软的，是硬的，是难咬的。
So while the cup is you share all your blessing, the bread is you share your sorrow.
所以这个杯是分享所有的欢乐，这个饼呢是分享我们的困苦。
Like the Chinese say, 有福同享，有乐，
哎，
有难同当。
Like, 就是好像中午我们说到的，有福同享，有难同当。
So with this thought, brothers and sisters, let us observe the Holy Communion.
所以我们就要以这样子的心态来守这个圣餐礼。
Let us bow our heads in silent prayer.
我们同心。闭目默祷
Think of the love of God for us.
我们要来思想主耶神对我们的爱
And think of the brothers and sisters towards whom we have responsibility.
我们也要思想我们身边我们需要负责任的弟兄姐妹们
Let's bow our heads.
我们同心默祷